Hi, I'm Mallory Campbell, certified master coach, here to show women how to become the fully activated, sovereign, quantum queens of their own life. And welcome to my podcast, Permission to Activate. On this show, you'll learn how to reclaim your true identity, shed the self-limiting beliefs standing in your way, do the work, and step into becoming a fully embodied woman changing the world. It starts with giving yourself permission. Permission to be imperfect, to own your brilliance, to not have all the answers, to be more than a wife or a mom, to let go of negative energy and sometimes people, to shine more brightly, all to support you activating into who you truly are. Are you ready to paint your vision for an authentic life on your terms and finally fully embody it? You have permission. Let's activate. Welcome back to the show. Today's my birthday. When this episode comes out, December 4th, it's my birthday. So I have a lot to celebrate this week, this month. Our dog's birthday's in December, and my youngest, my six-year-old, who's about to be seven, his birthday is in December as well. It's a really crazy month. I grew up, obviously, my entire life with a December birthday, which is, you know, it's a lot, but Sagittarius, man, we're wild. I have my youngest one, whose birthday is also in December, is also a projector on human design. So my lucky husband. We have a lot of similarities. My oldest, who's 10, he is like a tiny version of my husband. And then I have my six-year-old who is, he's a tiny version of me in all of the ways. Very much Sagittarius, very much projector. And it's really fun. I have two manigens and generators, my husband and Ryder, my oldest, and then Ashton and myself, Sagittarius projectors. It's a lot of different crazy energies in our house, but it's very, very fun. So a lot to celebrate. And I just shared on Instagram yesterday, when this episode comes out, my early birthday present. If you haven't seen it, go over to Instagram. We got a cat. Okay. We got a cat. And he is the cutest baby. He's a ragdoll. I've wanted, you know, I would send my husband videos and I've sent my husband pictures on Instagram and reels and TikToks and all of these things. And I'm like, look at these cats. Oh my God. And we had cats growing up my entire life. I was raised with two cats always in the house. All my cats have been rescues. I'm like, I'm going to post this and people are going to lose their shit. And I feel like I can say this on the podcast. It's a more free platform. My last two cats I had, one was found on the side of a road in a box, and one was found under somebody's deck up north, and we adopted both of them. I've had two dogs in my life. One was also came from an adoption. And anyway, that being said, I've wanted a ragdoll. They are a true definition of the name. They literally, when you pick them up, they just hang there. And he's 3 months old and he's so cute. He's living in our bedroom right now. So that means I get to cuddle him all night and he's in his special little fortress and he has all the beds and the toys and he is just the sweetest floof that you have ever seen. He has bright blue eyes. His name is Harvey, as in Harvey Specter, if you are a fan of Suits. And I'm like, well, if we ever get a second cat, obviously it has to be Donna or Lewis. So if there's another one coming down the road, we already have his names picked out because obviously we are huge Suits fans. Oh my gosh. Anyway, besides the point, it's my birthday week, my birthday month. I'm not a birthday month person. However, I've already celebrated twice and we're celebrating again this weekend. So I'm not a birthday month person. We just find different reasons to, you know, go out and have dinner and have date night and all of the amazing things. So a great week. I feel like this episode came to me. I was driving one day and I'm like, this is what I needed to bring into this December episode. First episode of December. We're coming up on 2025, which is, I know you hear people say it all the time. It's crazy to say. I don't know how another year went by, but here we are. And I really wanted to talk about playing big in 2025. This has been, and I would always see people post at the end of every year and be like, this year was terrible. And, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, my year was freaking great. Like, I don't know. Like, there, of course, there's highs and lows of everything. But like, overall, as a year, it's a great year. There's a lot to be grateful for and thankful for. And this is the first year where I'm like, this year was a freaking roller coaster for me. Energetically, it was wild. There was so many things that came my way, and it was beautiful, and it was crazy, and it was expansive. And my word for the year was embodiment. And I feel like that really held true to the theme of this year for me. My word for 2025 is expand. And I'm really excited for that because I, you know, choose a word. Sometimes it's multiple words, but last year was embodiment or embody. This year coming up, 2025, is expand. And I feel like I can feel it in my bones because this last year, man, did I embody some shit. Okay. I've had many healing sessions, many plant medicine ceremonies, many breathwork experiences, and deep inner work sessions that I have truly met the dark night of the soul, as people say. A lot of awakening, realizations, growth has come from this year. And frankly, I'm a little exhausted. Okay. I'm a little tired. It's been a lot. It's been heavy, but it's also been so beautiful. So many incredible women have come in into my containers, into my experiences, workshops, and coaching containers. It's been really cool. And I feel like just coming into this next year, I have evolved so much as a person in 2024 that it's ready to come out. And I feel like I have been playing a little small in 2024. I'm just going to come out and say it. I've had some misalignment a little bit in different parts of my life. And I energetically, you can feel it. You can, when you are not in alignment with yourself. And I know that's a buzz. There are so many buzzwords, you know, that you hear in the space, in the podcast space, and personal development, and all these things. And it's like alignment and triggers and, you know, all the things. However, it's also in my line of work to talk about all of these things. That's what I've chosen to do with my career and what I do as a coach and a mentor and a guide and a facilitator, that these things are very true to me. So I feel like I can speak on it, and it's true to me, you know? So I've had moments that just were like, oh, this is sticky. This don't feel very good. I got to process a lot of this stuff before I can come out and really share with the world a lot of what I've been going through. And it can come out, or you can hold yourself back, because there's so many underlying things, right? We have different fears. We have fears of judgment and criticism, and social media is its own beast of like, if I share something, we can all have the mentality of like, well, I don't even care. And then it's like, well, then, you know, you can feel like an asshole sometimes. And it's like, do I put myself out there too much? Do I share too little? And it's just, it's a lot. And I know the world does not revolve around social media, but for many of us, that's where our platforms are. That's where we share our messages. And of course, in real life is the epitome, right? That's the most important thing, is what actually happens in your day-to-day life with yourself, with the people who are in your family, with your friends. Like that's the truest form, right? And how we start showing up for ourselves and for the people in our lives. But there's also this whole other element that is social media, and it can just be a lot sometimes. It can be a mind fuck sometimes, okay? Usually I don't swear this much on the podcast, but, you know, hopefully we'll put an E next to this one. And it can just feel like a lot. So I have had many moments, even just this past month, where I'm like, this ain't it. And I just went through it, and I text the girl who helps my email marketing. She does all my marketing and emails and all those things. And I'm like, here's what's going on. There's going to be a big shift. There's going to be a big change, because I'm done. I'm done, not done with all of this, but like done playing in the energy, in the realm that I've been tiptoeing around for so long because of my own belief systems, my own fears that I've been working through and processing this last year alone, that I'm like, it is time. I can no longer go about what I'm doing in the way that I'm doing it. And I've had many in-depth heart-to-heart conversations with my husband about this, that I'm just like, he's like, this is what you have to do. This is what you have to do. And I'm like, but how? What? You know, you get in these moments, and that's, I don't like to put myself in a box being a projector Enneagram 3, but there are certain elements of these energy types where I get very bitter and I like to shut down. And that's a coping mechanism. When I feel triggered or activated, like, I will shut down. And I talked about it, I don't remember what episode, one or two episodes ago, that it was really revealed to me in a ceremony that I was like, oh shit. When this comes up in my life, here is what I resort to. This is the trauma response that I have, that I go into retracting. I shut down, my brain cannot form a thought, and I start dissociating. And I'm like, here it is right in front of me in a 3-hour time span that I can see it all play out. So now I get to work with and process through these things as new stuff comes into my life, comes into my energy, comes into my field and my orbit and my world. And I'm like, okay, great. This is fun. And from that, however, I'm able to work through and process these things. And then it's a direct extension of the women I get to work with that have similar patterns, or even if it's the opposite. Like, my husband is complete opposite. The way he processes big information is verbally. It just, it comes out. I am the complete opposite, where I'm like, nope, can't even talk, can't form a sentence. I don't know what to say. I don't know was my favorite response to everything. That's what I would resort to. And that's how I know when I'm kind of like walking that line of, am I going to shut down? My immediate go-to response would always be, I don't know. And that is so frustrating, not only for me, but for people around, for him. And I'm like, shit, I gotta, you know, we're going to start working through this to where I got to start knocking some stuff down in my life in a way that feels supportive, of course. But sitting in this misalignment can really dim our light, give us, you know, it allows us to play kind of small, whether it's avoiding risk, if you're undercharging clients, if you're not speaking up, staying in our comfort zone. And this directly affects how you feel it in your body. You can feel more tension, anxiety, exhaustion. You can feel really stuck. And these are all signals for me and a lot of the women that I work with that it's like, oh, okay, I'm coming into territory where this is no longer in alignment and I am holding myself back, right? So misalignment can show up when your actions, the things that you do in your life, they aren't congruent with your values, your vision, your intuition. You're starting to work against all of these things, and it can play out and show up like burnout, overthinking, people pleasing. I put a poll up in my story, there we go, on Instagram, that a lot of people during the holiday season are experiencing burnout. They're experiencing people pleasing. They're experiencing like, let me just go get through this thing and then, or perfectionism. Right? And you can start to feel that these things start to feel a little bit off. And this can all result in playing small. But staying in that comfort zone can be, I don't want to use the word dangerous, but it can, like, you know, it's the illusion of safety. It's the illusion of staying small because there's no risks. There's no failure, opportunity, but also there's no chance for expansion sitting in that box. And playing small can really reinforce our limiting beliefs of, well, I'm not enough. I'm not ready. What if I fail? What if I look stupid? That's a big one for me. That's a big one that has been circulating in my world since I was very, very little. A lot of these are, right? Am I enough? It's like it comes up, it shows up. Now, this being said, this is not to say to go tear down every single thing in your life right now. Some seasons require seasons of stillness and reflection and time to process and time to pull back. And it is up to you to discern where you're at, what is needed. But staying in the same, like, mundane cycles over and over and over again We're not getting anything done. We're not processing. We're not growing. We're not expanding. We're not embodying anything. We're just kind of on autopilot. And then from that autopilot can just lead to burnout, because typically we tend to take on so much, especially as women. Like, no wonder why our shoulders hurt and our backs hurt and our necks hurt. And we're like, because we're carrying the weight of freaking everything, right? And we can start to avoid things in our life. And if you are an avoider, my attachment style is an avoidant, true, like all the way through, and I'm working on it. Okay. This is one of my big things. And sitting in that avoidance, it can keep you from that expansion and that leveling up, because sometimes, at almost all the time, as you grow into new versions of yourself, and this is one of the hardest things, it means letting go of some of the things that made us who we are in the most compassionate, loving way. Thank you for being here, right? We never want to shame those parts. We never want to shame the parts of ourselves that got us where we are, because that can just keep us in that stuckness and keep us in that guilt, keep us in the avoidance, keep us in the shame spirals, right? Well, if I didn't do this, I wouldn't be here. It's like, no. We have to allow ourselves space to be able to love and show empathy and compassion for all of the parts of ourselves, all of the versions of ourselves, right? And this is really about starting to activate alignment to play bigger. Playing big requires shedding what doesn't serve us, which means different roles we have in our lives, different relationships, old habits. This is why practices like somatic work, breath work, journaling, meditation, reflecting on why we're even doing this in the first place can be so helpful, because we can be aware until we're blue in the face. My dad used to say that all the time. It would drive me nuts because he would say it all the time. But we can be aware until, like, up to our eyeballs in awareness. Like, oh yeah, I know. I'm aware of that. I know. But if we're not taking any kind of action to do anything about what we're aware of, we're just going to be in the same place. And for some people, that's okay. That's okay. If you're listening to this podcast, I'm guessing we're working through that and we are trying to continue to evolve and expand, or you wouldn't be listening to personal development growth podcasts, right? Because there's a connection, and this is one of the biggest bodies of my work, is clearing old energy and taking bold, aligned action. That is what I give to myself. That's what I give to, I don't give it to women. I create the space. I don't give anything. Well, that sounded harsh, of course. There's a lot to give, right? I have a lot to give. But I create the space. Women in this industry who are in this type of line of work, we all create the space. You create the space for yourself because it requires you showing up. I don't do anything. I just facilitate a space that you're able to clear some of this energy. And that can be done with breath, sound, and movement. This is why I have my monthly workshops. This is why I create my retreats. This is why I create containers and guides and coaching, that you're able to clear and move stuck energy. Because without that practice, you're just compiling things on top of other things. It's like slapping a Band-Aid over and over a wound. And it's like, this will just heal it for now. But deep down, there might be an infection brewing. Right? It's a little graphic. That's kind of gross, but that's just what came to my head in this moment, right? So these big moves, it is like so incredibly important for regulation, for expanding your energy, and to hold space for our bigger goals and bigger visions. Because without clearing space first, there's no room for what is really meant for you in this next season. This is why coming back to daily practices, rituals that keep you grounded and centered. And if you haven't gotten my 10-page holiday grounding guide yet, this is for you. It's 10 pages of rituals and practices and products and links and affirmations and meditations that you're able to clear some of the clutter and the distraction releasing fear of judgment, fear of failure through mindset and somatic shifts and breath work to really allow you to play bigger. Personal growth and healing is like the biggest catalyst for playing big. If you want to grow your business, if you want to grow your brand, if you want to grow different things in your lives, it's going to require you to heal different parts of yourself. And that is it. Because I have gone down this road before where I did every mindset tip and trick and hack in practice, and I still do. But it wasn't until I started to get into the body that I started to see the biggest shifts and changes. And I say that, like, as I say that, I can feel it in my gut because it is the truest statement. Healing past wounds, inner child work, imposter syndrome, like going deep on these things. And I'm not saying like you have to go start digging shit up in order to, you know, grow and expand. But at some point in your life, these things, you're going to be faced with them. And a mentor of mine once said, the only way out is through. And it is true. And at the time, I'm like, I don't want to do any of that. Right? Like, of course, it's difficult and it's challenging, but it's beautiful and expansive. And it takes a lot of time to be able to give yourself the space to hold space for yourself. And it can feel like a lot. But it takes bold, aligned action and courage to start working through these parts of ourselves to really unlock what is next and what is coming your way. So coming into some tangible steps for 2025, allow yourself the space, like set some time apart for yourself and really define your big vision for the year, whether it's new revenue goals, income, personal milestones, a different launch or a project that you're working on. Gain some clarity around it now. Don't wait until January 1 or like when your kids go back to school, like the 4th or the 3rd or the 5th or whatever day it is. Start now. Create and carve out some time. Reverse engineer it. This is one of the biggest tips that I have, tools that I use, is reverse engineering. So if you want to launch something in October or November of 2025, it starts now because there's nothing more frustrating. You're like, yeah, I'm going to launch this thing. I'll put it off until this time. Oh, I still got 6 months. Oh, I still got 3 months. Oh, I still got 2 months. And then it's like, oh shit, I have a month. I have a week left and I haven't planned anything on how I want to tackle this thing. So it's like, now is the time. Even if you're putting something out there for 8 months, you start now. And that's not to say overwhelm yourself with tiny little details. That will all flush out. But give yourself the space to really look at what your next year, how you want it to look like, whether it's a word or a launch or, you know, revenue or a project. Start looking at it now and just create a little bit of space because it's the micro moments. It's not the huge macro ones. We're going to start macro and then we're going to reverse engineer it with micro steps. Really look at, and this is one of the biggest things, and it sounds like beating a dead horse, and that's such another one that it's like, ooh, but whatever is what it came to my mind. Look at your support system. Look at who's in your life. Find coaches, find mentors, find communities, find masterminds, find a circle of friends that elevate you. Like, you are the product of your environment. And I was having a conversation with a friend of mine about this. You are the product of your environment. If you are hanging out with people that don't align with where you want to go, you're in the wrong circle. It's not to say you can't be acquaintances with these people, but if that's where you're spending the majority amount of your time, it is going to be reflected upon you and you might start to feel a little bit of that misalignment. So if you're hanging out with people, you know, if you are somebody who doesn't love going to the bar and spending your time, I don't even know who goes to a club anymore, but if people are, you know, in this energy all the time and you are finding yourself fighting it, that's not who you are anymore, you may want to pull yourself back. It's the same thing on social media. If that's where you're hanging out on social media, it's going to be reflected upon you. So just take a little assessment, take a little audit, and just start asking yourself really simple questions of like, what feels expansive to you? What feels misaligned to you? You can journal on these things. And you can, you know, set yourself up for success for 2025. And here are three different prompts that you can take that are very, very simple that you can reflect on now, looking at 2025. Okay. So you can write these down. Where are you playing small in your life or business? Simple. What would playing big look like for you in 2025? What would it look like? Get really specific. Like, dream scenario. What would it look like to play bigger in 2025? And then bringing it into today, what's one aligned step that you can take today to activate that vision? And that comes down to daily micro moments, whether it's the time of day that you wake up, whether it's how much scrolling that you're doing on your phone, the kind of food that you're eating, what kind of movement practice do you have? And you might be saying, well, all of these things don't directly affect the business situation that I'm looking to create, the business launch. It does. It does. Breath sound and movement, man. If you are not moving your body now going into 2025, like, I promise you, you will feel more clear. You're going to gain more clarity. You're going to feel more embodied, more expansive, even just with a 20-minute walk on a treadmill or around your block. We are in cold weather season here in Michigan. Find a treadmill, get a walking pad, walk around your house. I don't care. You don't need to, you know, if you don't have a gym membership, fine. Create the space in your house. You can order a walking pad on Amazon for, I don't even know. We have a treadmill in our basement, but I see a lot of people using these walking pads. You know what I mean? Any kind of movement practice, any kind of self-reflection practice. Look at what you're eating. Look at the caffeine you're consuming. What kind of social media content are you consuming? Are you drowning yourself in comparison, watching what everyone else is doing in your industry on social media? And if you are you using it for inspiration, or are you allowing yourself to sink deep into a comparison hole? Okay. I'm not saying don't go follow all people that inspire you. Of course, if it's working for you, continue to do it, but let your social media platforms be a source of inspiration and joy that you feel really good about, that when you swipe up on your phone and you exit your apps, you're not like, oh my God, like going down doom scrolling and in this hole of just darkness. Take a little assessment on that, right? Like, really look at the minute micro moments, where you're spending your time, and more importantly, your energy. Where are your energy leaks? Where are you absorbing other people's energy, whether it's beautiful, light, expansive energy, or whether it's a little bit more nasty, dark, leaky energy coming into your physical body, coming into your mind? Start looking at these things, okay? And if you're like, well, it's December and I'm surrounded by family and they don't have the greatest energy, okay, that's fine. Sometimes you're around family and people and it's like, it's part of it. It's part of the holiday. Learn how to protect your energetic bubble when you go into situations like this. There are true practices that you can create a veil, create a bubble, learn what sets you off. And when you start to get activated or triggered, have a plan, have an escape plan, talk to your partner and be like, you know, Aunt so-and-so is like, when she says these things, like my husband did this the other day. He's like, I just had to get up and walk away when a conversation started to take a turn. That's okay. You don't have to be an asshole about it, but you don't really owe anybody an explanation. You can just say, you know what? I'm going to excuse myself from this conversation and just be on your merry way. Go do what you need to do. Okay. You might need to take a couple breaths outside. Go play with the kids in another room. Like, there are always ways to figure out different scenarios that if you start to feel stuck or leaky energy coming into your body and energetic field, you don't have to stay there, okay? Like, this is part of your expansion and evolution. And people in your life, they might not understand, get it, or like it, and that's okay. But in order to grow and expand, this is how we change and evolve, right? Like, think about it. This is how we change and evolve. If we continue doing the same thing over and over, that's the definition of insanity, right? If we continue to tell ourselves, I'm going to make this change when, but that that when never comes, we start to get burnt out and feel like a crazy person. So it's going to require a different version of yourself in order to rise into this expansion of 2025 if you're ready to play bigger. If you're not, then thanks for making it through this podcast. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's neither good nor bad. It just is, right? Maybe you're like, I'm feeling freaking awesome and I am just going to keep coasting into 2025, baby. I love that for you. I freaking love that. Like, yes, more of that, please, right? But if you're looking to push yourself and grow a little bit more, tap into some of the tools, use some of these prompts, allow yourself, hold space for yourself, give yourself the gift to process what's coming up for you and like lean into the bigger, scarier visions that you're like, okay, this is what's going to push me. Like, I know it. It's going to feel really good. And I'm working on a couple things for 2025 that I'm up against some of these things, some of these beliefs. And I'm like, but this is where my intuition is pulling me. This is the idea that I had, and I think I'm going to put it out there and we're going to see what happens. Because for me, I know in order to make the greatest amount of impact, this is what's going to be required. And when I am facilitating my monthly workshops is when I am so filled up, I can, every woman in the room, we can feel the energy. And as the facilitator of the specific workshop, I can see it. I can see what the women are going through and processing and where the energy is moving and flowing through their bodies when we're going into different breath and embodiment practices. And it's so beautiful. And I'm like, this is part of my greater level of work. And it's going to require a different, platform's not the right word, but a different environment and a different offer. And it's going to just push me in ways that I'm like, okay, I'm ready, because I was operating on old belief systems, on old ways of being, on old ways of what my business looked like, that it started to feel more misaligned. And I'm like, I can't keep forcing this the way that I've been forcing this, because this isn't who I am anymore. And, that was a big one for me, and it took me a while to get there. And if you are going through something similar, I see you, I feel you, and I can't wait to see what you create and come up with and maybe even partner with you coming into this next beautiful year. Feel free to borrow my word, share my word if that's in alignment for you, or create your own word for 2025. And yeah, I'm going to leave it at that. So if you haven't gotten the holiday grounding guide yet, it's 10 pages. It's there for you. It goes up to $55 when this podcast comes out. And it's honestly, it's worth that plus a lot more. And if you want to schedule a one-to-one call with me, it's 45 minutes. It's a clarity call that if you are up against some of these things that I'm talking about, and you want to expand into 2025, it's exactly what we do. We go deep into what it is that you're working on, where your blockage is, or, you know, sticky energy is coming up, and how to clear some of it and make a plan for moving forward. And you can book that. Send me a DM on Instagram. Just send me the word holiday, or tell me you listened to the episode, and I'll tell you, you know, what that looks like and how we can go about scheduling something like that. The next Mind Body Breath workshop will be coming in January. I have a date coming soon. And then the Nashville retreat. If you're like, yes, I am ready to play bigger, I think this retreat is exactly what I need. April 8th through the 12th, baby. Okay. It's 5 days of all of this plus more. It's going to be incredible. And I'm announcing the dates coming up here in the next couple days on Instagram and all the platforms. And, you know, there's only a very limited amount of spaces for this retreat in, it's about 25 minutes outside of downtown Nashville. It's going to be incredible. So if that is something that you feel in alignment with, check the show notes for all of the links. Go over to Instagram at Mallory Campbell, send me a DM, and we will chat and see what is best fit for you. And I'm sending you so much love as we come into 2025, baby. Okay? I'll see you next week. Hey, Quantum Queen. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you love this show, please make sure you've subscribed and that you've left us a rating and review. It helps get the show out to more activated women just like yourself. And if you really want to continue the conversation outside of the podcast, come find me over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell, and make sure you're following the show at Permission to Activate. And if you really want to go deeper, head on over to themallorycampbell.com and subscribe to my email list, where I share weekly energy drops right to your inbox every Sunday. See you on the next episode of the Permission to Activate podcast.